And what about when you fought at night? Was it any different from fighting in the day?
Yes. Night's spooky because you have the enemy reconnoitering the area and trying to slip in on you any way they can, and of course you're going out scouting, doing the same thing, and you got to be on guard at night more so than you have in daytime. You can see in daytime, and all you can do at night is possibly hear, and sometimes that's hard to do.
Was there like a lot of bushes and vegetation that you could hide in, or was it just like an open space?
Well, it's both.
Both.
Now in France, we encountered open fields and hedgerows between ever so often. And those hedgerows was tough to get through. We'd have to take one of our tanks with a bulldozer blade and cut through it and get to the next field and so on. But and they were so thick that you couldn't crawl through them. But now whenever we hit on up in Germany, why, it's different. It's pretty open there.
It's open in Germany.
It's, of course, it's according to where you was at. Now when you was in that Siegfried line, where they have those cement encampments, guns placed in there, and God, there ain't no way you get through there. Barbed wire, everything. You just couldn't get through there unless you blow it, blast it out. But it was hard going anywhere you went. And it was just the same with them coming after us.
What about the way you slept? How did you sleep?
How do we sleep?
Like in tanks outside?
You'd sleep sitting up, or you'd get so sleepy you'd probably fall over. You just slept, caught a nap every time you could, whether it's daytime, night, or what. But now, as a general rule, at night, you don't travel. And for instance, in a squad of men, you rotate, one staying up on guard throughout the night and observing, and the rest of them are sleeping one eye open. If they're warned that there's danger, immediately they're up. But ever so often they rotate, you know. And
so mostly you sleep outside.
Huh?
You mostly sleep outside?
No, yeah, in tanks, huh? Every once in a while I'd sleep outside, but I felt safer in the tank.
So you'd sleep in the tank?
Just sitting up. Wrap my blanket around me to keep me warm and set up.
What about the weapons that were used in the war? Like the different types, and were they accurate?
Oh, yeah. Weapons was superior. Now, back at the beginning of the war, the Germans were superior in armored tanks. They had superior weapons. So we had to change our production. It wasn't very long until the United States overcome that and begin producing the vehicles and weapons that would equal or better than the Germans. But there was nothing at the time the war started that would equal that German 88 millimeter, which was superior to anything. It would shoot one of our tanks in the front and come out the back. And that's the joke I've got in my arm. But we managed to get 90 millimeters on our tanks, and we could play ball with them then.
What about the role of the paratroopers and the bombers and other, like the ground forces, you know?
Well, let's take it one by one. Now, paratroopers was only used for the most important missions, and that's securing an objective, where they'd be dropped out behind the lines And they've done outstanding jobs. Whatever their mission was assigned, they were well trained. Our engineers, they had a tough assignment. They were assigned to build bridges across streams. And some were demolition, blowing up pillboxes, German entrenchments for weapons and so on. But the main soldiers my hat was always off to was the infantry, the foot soldiers. They had to maintain the line all the time. And they had a rough road to travel.
So they went on foot?
And let me point out something else. There's no such a thing as you ever getting used to combat. Every battle that you go into, you just as scared in it as you was the first one you went into. You just don't ever get used to it. And I, for one, I was lucky enough to go all the way through the European combat until right towards the end of the war. I got several minor injuries, but I didn't leave combat. I stayed with it.
What about, you mentioned that you didn't really get to keep your supplies, but you're like a first aid kit and your food. Did you have like any trouble with the soldiers like stealing from each other, maybe?
No.
Food or supplies or?
All the soldiers in World War II that I had contact with and knew anything about were loyal to each other, and they helped each other. They did not try to take from each other. They tried to help each other, provide for each other.
Did they ever loot maybe the dead bodies that were?
They were what?
The soldiers, like the dead bodies of the soldiers. Did you see anybody like looting their bodies? You know, like maybe taking supplies or whatever.
No, I didn't ever see it. I'm not gonna say that it didn't happen, but I never seen it. If I had, I'd have stopped it. Mm-hmm. That would have been one of my duties. Stop it.
What about fights among the U.S. soldiers? Did that any of the fights ever occur or disagreements?
Well, not during the war, not when they were in combat. They had enough to fight the enemy and solicit and encourage their buddies.
Yeah. And what about the morale of the U.S. troops?
During World War II, as far as I'm concerned, the morale was very high. It stayed high. You might find an isolated case. I can't offhand remember one. But morale was very high. They knew they had a job to do. They wanted to get in there and get over with and get home. They give it their best.
And you mentioned a while ago about the Battle of the Bulge on December 25th. You know, what did you do for Christmas?
On Christmas Day?
Right. What was that like?
Well, it's a day I will never forget. My organization, which was traveling from Metz, France, over to Belgium to help stop that breakthrough in the Bulge. And we pulled into a little town by the name of Liege. And we parked on the sides of the road. And our kitchen trucks served us a Christmas dinner, knowing that that afternoon that we'd all go into combat. We hastily eat in a hurry because we had been riding all night on our way down. And it's not fun riding on that long in tanks. But nevertheless, we got there and we had a good Christmas dinner. It was outstanding, just like if you was at home. And then, after it was over, we proceeded towards Bastogne. And we hit head on with the German panzer tanks. And I have never seen as many vehicles, as there were tanks and armored cars and so on, burning. Our mission was to get to Bastogne to relieve that 101st Airborne at all costs. And if one of our tanks got knocked out on that highway, it's a big highway, we'd bypass it and keep going, and at the same time knock out German tanks, fighting as we go. So by the time that war ended, or that battle ended, in that area, it was littered with armor, burning, troops on the field were literally cut down because we had the Air Force working right close with us, the P-47s and the P-51s. They could lay a bomb in the open top 55-gallon drum. That's how accurate they were. And when German crews would hear one coming, they'd jump out of the tank and run. And then all we'd have to do was just shoot the tank and put it out of action. And then machine gun them down if we had a chance.
So your first thing was to go for the tank and destroy it first and then
get
the...
you've seen it, that's automatic.
And what about, I remember that picture you gave Tommy, you had you had something painted on your tank.
Tiger?
Tank? Yeah, Tiger. The name, how did you get your name, and did everybody name their tanks?
Well, the Tiger was our symbol for our tanks in my organization. 654th assembled. The symbol was a tiger.
And how did you?
You wore that symbol, also a patch on your clothes, uniforms, back before the war.
So y'all just adopted one thing, and then that's what y'all would make y'all's division.
Every organization in the service has a symbol. When I was with the rifle company in the 22nd Infantry, I had a different symbol for a rifle company.
And what about the German attitudes about the war? How did they feel fighting for Hitler? Did they support Hitler? Or?
Well, I can't comment too much on that, because I never did try to find out how they supported Hitler. My only interest was is either taking them prisoner or putting them out of the business, because that was our objective. But I can say this, along towards the end of the war, they were very proud to be taken prisoners, if they could get away with it. They had